AI is transforming industries, but the data centers powering it require more energy and water than ever. At the break, join Christoph Beck, chairman and CEO of Ecolab, for insights on using water effectively while safeguarding this critical resource for future generations.
Here's your morning DNB Tech Minute for Thursday, January 8th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. China will review Meta's $2.5 billion acquisition of AI startup Manus. People familiar with the matter said the review is part of a broader Beijing effort to protect its AI technology amid an intensifying U.S.-China tech race. Sources say Chinese officials have started identifying key Chinese AI companies and technologies for a potential export control list. A spokesman for China's Ministry of Commerce said that cross-border acquisitions as well as technology and data exports must comply with Chinese law. Chinese electric vehicle maker NIO plans to enter the Australian and New Zealand markets in the second half of this year. That's according to the company's head of global business, who said Europe will remain a key focus market in 2026, as it also looks to expand to the UK and France. He added that NIO is also entering the Thai market in March. The EV maker has yet to reach profitability. And Samsung Electronics expects its fourth quarter operating profit to have tripled to a record, driven by a semiconductor shortage and booming AI demand. The world's largest memory chip maker has been benefiting from a surge in semiconductor prices over the past year. The bulk of Samsung's profits once came from smartphones, but its semiconductor business now accounts for more than half its earnings. Preliminary results today show an operating profit of about $13.8 billion in the final quarter of 2025, a threefold increase from the year earlier period. Samsung also forecasts record quarterly revenue, up 23%. That's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.
How are data center operators working to improve sustainability and water savings at every stage of the data center lifecycle? Here's Ecolab's Christoph Beck with some thoughts.
The Mac 7 or the Mac 4, the ones who are really so focused on high tech, are the most forward-looking. They have the means, they have the mindset, they have the passion for innovation, and they're really open to try new things as well, because everything is new with AI and with that technology as well. I think even if we're not where we wanted to be with that industry right now, we will be ahead in the next few years, because innovation that's coming up right now is working much better than we thought. And it's really thinking in circular ways, being in a data center or in a microchip manufacturing plant.
Learn more about Ecolab at ecolab.com.
Custom content from WSJ is a unit of the Wall Street Journal Advertising Department. The Wall Street Journal News Organization was not involved in the creation of this content.